Good morning, this is Graham Reed, and I'm recording this in Zambia, so I hope that I can bring a little African warmth and sunshine to your December day. And today, the line that comes from our carol, Early Night, is Night Divine, O Night When Christ Was Born. And I just want to take a few moments really just to reflect on that one phrase, O Night When Christ Was Born. Because we sing these carols year after year, and sometimes we lose the wonder of some of the words. And that little phrase is totally amazing because it tells us that there was a night in time, and it was about 2,000 years ago, we don't know exactly when. There was a night in time when God stepped out of the heavens and came and dwelt as a human being amongst us. And that is a truly remarkable and incredible thought, especially when we think of the poor conditions that Jesus was born into. So who was the baby that was born? Well, we know that it was Jesus, and we know that Jesus is God. And so there's a difference between this baby and all other babies. Now, two babies have arrived in my family in the last 12 months. So I know how precious and wonderful the arrival of a grandchild is. But Jesus arriving as a baby was quite extraordinary. Who was Jesus? He was existing before he was born. Not only existing, but he was alive and fully functional, if you like, in heaven as the Son of God. And we read in Scripture that it was Jesus who, through his own speech, with his own words, spoke everything into being. Now, sometimes I always get up and come out here on the veranda at 4:30 in the morning because it's so beautiful. And sometimes the sky is so dark that you can see Andromeda with the human eye. And I sit there and just marvel. It takes, I don't know, millions of years for the light to reach my retina from that other galaxy. And we read that it was Jesus that with his word spoke everything into being. And whatever you believe about creation, Jesus spoke Big Bang into being. Jesus spoke Genesis chapter 1 into being. He was existing even before those things happened. What extraordinary power to create such a big universe. And yet he's also concerned about tiny detail. This week I found a tiny orchid around about that big coming out of the leaf litter. And when I researched it later, I discovered that it only blooms for 8 hours and then it dies and it's gone. And you have to get on your hands and knees with an eyeglass to see the detail in that beautiful orchid. Jesus spoke that into being. That's who the baby was. And he was magnificent and all-powerful. And yet when God looked at the world and saw the sorry state that we'd got into, he agreed with his son Jesus that Jesus would be transformed into this tiny, tiny being that was so small that it could grow inside Mary's womb and be born. There was a night when Christ was born. And so we find that, as another carol tells us, that he was confined, he was constricted for a span. He was constricted to a span. So not only was he made physically tiny and growing there inside Mary's womb until it was time for him to be born, and all that physical thing happened where he came into the world with all the blood and the pain of giving birth, but he was also stepping into time. He existed in time in a special way for those 33 years. And not only that, but the scripture tells us that he made himself nothing. He wasn't just a human being, but he became very poor. He had nothing. And he knew that he was set on a course towards the cross. In fact, right from the beginning, the angel told Joseph, "You're to call this baby Jesus, which means rescuer, because he will save his people from their sins." So this was God's remedy for sin, that he would instruct his son to do this amazing thing. And there was a night in time when Jesus, when the Messiah, when Christ was born. Let us ponder on that today and think about how totally amazing it is. Let's just pray as we finish this time together. Father, we thank you for this extraordinary plan of salvation, which means that you and your son agreed together that Jesus would be born on that amazing, amazing night. O night divine, O night when Christ was born. We're so very grateful to you, Father, for doing this wonderful thing for us. God bless you today. Have a good day, and may you be filled with all the joy of Christmas.